I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards likes to talk about his past, how he grew up poor in a small town in North Carolina. That town is Robbins, and lots of people there still remember him. But as Rusty Jacobs of member station WUNC reports, not everyone in Robbins likes Edwards enough to vote for him.
Robbins looks like a lot of rundown mill towns in North Carolina that have seen factories and jobs disappear. It's got a little main street with some law offices, a hair salon, and lots of faded storefronts. Just down the block from the town center, Elizabeth Holloman is sweeping her mother's front porch. Holloman was a couple of years ahead of John Edwards at Northmore High School. She remembers him fondly.
He's just a fantastic, very studious young man, and just a great family. He really looked after his mother and father, and that's what really is so impressive with all of us.
John Edwards graduated from Northmore High in 1971. That's the year he left Robbins to go to college. He and his family moved to Robbins from South Carolina when Edwards was 11. His mother and father still live here. Elizabeth Holloman and her mother say they'll support the hometown boy come November.
Oh, we'll have to vote for John Edwards.
Would you have voted differently if he wasn't?
Probably. Maybe so.
Holloman says she normally votes Republican. Her vote would cancel out Joe White's vote.
The red upside, 36.
White owns an auto parts store in downtown Robbins. White says he's a Democrat and says he likes Edwards.
But I just feel at the moment, I just don't feel he's got enough experience to lead the country. Now, if he was running for the senator again, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. But I just don't feel like he's got the experience to lead this country and the way the world economy is right now and everything. It just takes somebody that's got a lot of experience, and you can't beat experience.
Inexperience is a concern for Kinza Robbins, too. She owns a flower shop just down the street. Robbins says she has voted for both Republicans and Democrats in the past, but thinks Edwards is a little too ambitious.
I think he should have spent more time being senator and less time trying to get elected to another office, because we really don't see a lot of him or a lot of results from his being senator in North Carolina. I think he was too interested in moving on to this bigger job.
Robbins also says she doubts that having a native son run for vice president will help her town in any way. Betty Manis thinks it could. Manis owns a downtown dress shop and goes to church with Edwards' parents.
Anything to help our town is what I'm for. I mean, because I have two other sisters here in Robbins that has businesses, and it's not very easy right now to be in business here, so right now we're at a standstill. We've lost most of our factories around here, and our jobs are gone.
The last big closing to hit Robbins was the Purdue Chicken Plant, which shuttered its doors last year. Before that, it was Carolina Lace, Ithaca Industries, and Milliken, all textile mills. The announcement about Edwards joining the Democratic ticket hasn't brought in a horde of tourists yet. Edwards and Kerry are scheduled to visit North Carolina this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs.